Area Authority 70s, To Bear Record of My Name in All the World, by Elder Earl C. Tingey of the Presidency of the 70. We are becoming a great global society, said Gordon B. Hinckley. Indeed, the Church now has more than 11 million members throughout the nations, and it continues to carry out the Savior's charge to take the gospel to all the world. See, work is concerned with people, in the May Ensign, 1995, page 52. In the Saturday morning session of the April 1997 General Conference, President Hinckley announced a new calling in the Church to help meet the needs of this increasing global membership, the Area Authority 70, to be assigned to the 3rd, 4th, and 5th quorums of the 70. Today, Area Authority 70s are playing a pivotal role in preaching and administering the gospel worldwide. Exactly what is the role of Area Authority 70s? We need first to understand the role of the 70. Building up the Church in all nations. The Prophet Joseph Smith announced the establishment of the Office of 70 on February 8, 1835. On February 28, he organized the first Quorum of the 70. See History of the Church, Volume 2, pages 181 and 201 through 204. A month later, the Lord, by revelation, gave further instructions through the prophet Joseph regarding the calling and role of the 70. These instructions were recorded in what is now Doctrine and Covenants, section 107. The 70 are also called to preach the gospel and to be special witnesses unto the Gentiles and in all the world, thus differing from other officers in the Church in the duties of their calling. The 70 are to act in the name of the Lord under the direction of the 12, in building up the Church and regulating all the affairs of the same in all nations, first unto the Gentiles and then to the Jews. It is the duty of the 12 to call upon the 70 when they need assistance, to fill the several callings for preaching and administering the gospel instead of any others. It is according to the vision showing the order of the 70 that they should have 7 presidents to preside over them, chosen out of the number of the 70. And the 7th president of these presidents is to preside over the 6. And these 7 presidents are to choose other 70 beside the first 70 to whom they belong and are to preside over them. And also other 70 until 7 times 70, if the labor in the vineyard of necessity requires it. And these 70 are to be traveling ministers unto the Gentiles first, and also unto the Jews. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 25, 34, 38, and then 93 through 97. The role of the 70, then, is to act under the direction of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles in building up and regulating the affairs of the Church in all nations. The 12 are to call upon the 70 to help in preaching and administering the gospel. Members of the Quorums of the 70 do not hold priesthood keys as part of their callings as 70s. But when they receive an assignment from the First Presidency or the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, the keys they need to accomplish the task are delegated to them. As President Brigham Young explained to the 70, "When we send you to build up the kingdom, we will give you the keys in power and authority." History of the Church, Volume 7, page 308. When they are ordained, members of the 70 do receive apostolic authority to bear witness that Jesus is the Christ and to go forth in all the world as the 12 may send them. A growing reach. The need for Area Authority 70s was anticipated by the Lord when He provided that there be other 70 until 7 times 70, if the labor in the vineyard of necessity requires it. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 96. Before 1997, the need for help in administering the Church in all the world was served by 2 other callings. From 1967 until 1995, by regional representatives of the 12, and from 1995 until 1997, by area authorities. For more information, see Elder L. Alden Porter, A History of the Latter-day 70, from the Ensign, August 2000, pages 14 through 20. By 1967, the Church was beginning to experience rapid growth. The first steak outside of North America was created in Auckland, New Zealand, in 1958. 9 years later, when 69 brethren were called as regional representatives of the 12, there were 29 steaks outside the United States and Canada, and a total of 2.6 million church members. These regional representatives resided in their own homes, continued their employment, and served under the direction of the 12 to train and strengthen stake leaders. When this calling was concluded in 1995, there were 284 regional representatives serving throughout the world. When President Hinckley announced the calling of area authorities in 1995, church membership had reached 9 million. President Hinckley explained, "Area authorities will be high priests chosen from among past and present experienced church leaders. They will continue with their current employment, reside in their own homes, and serve on a church service basis. The term of their call will be flexible, generally for a period of approximately 6 years. They will be closely tied to the area presidencies. They will be fewer in number than have been regional representatives." See the May Ensign, 1995, page 52. By 1997, when area authorities became Area Authority 70s, and three additional quorums of the 70 were organized, church membership had grown to 10 million, with more than 2,400 stakes, 318 missions, almost 25,000 wards and branches, and 56,000 full-time missionaries. Temples were beginning to dot the earth, with 51 temples in operation, a number that would double in the next 3 years. Since 1997, Area Authority 70s have helped carry the heavy responsibilities that rest upon the shoulders of the First Presidency, the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, and the First and Second Quorums of the 70 in a growing church. That growth will ever continue, for prophets from ancient to modern times have prophesied of our day. "The God of heaven shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and it shall stand forever." Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. The keys of the kingdom of God are committed unto man on the earth, and from thence shall the gospel roll forth unto the ends of the earth, as the stone which is cut out of the mountain without hands shall roll forth, until it has filled the whole earth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 65, verse 2. Sharing the burdens. Area Authority 70s can perform many of the same duties when assigned, as do 70s in the first and second quorums. And all 70s go about building up the church. How then do Area Authority 70s differ from members of the first and second quorums of the 70? First, Area Authority 70s maintain their employment and serve on a church service basis in the areas where they live. Members of the First and Second Quorums give up their own employment to travel and serve full-time wherever they are assigned. Second, Area Authority 70s are assigned to quorums by geographical area. Those living in Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and the Philippines and the Pacific are assigned to the Third Quorum. Those in Mexico, Central America, and South America are in the Fourth Quorum. And those in the United States and Canada are in the Fifth Quorum. 70s in the First and Second Quorums are called to the First Quorum or to the Second Quorum, which have no geographical limitations. Third, members of the First and Second Quorums are designated general authorities. Members of the Third, Fourth, and Fifth Quorums are designated Area Authority 70s. Exactly what do Area Authority 70s do? When President Hinckley announced their calling in April 1997, he listed some of their key assignments. Preside at stake conferences and train stake presidencies. Create or reorganize stakes and set apart stake presidencies. Chair regional conference planning committees. Serve on area councils. Tour missions and train mission presidents. Serve in area presidencies. See, "May We Be Faithful and True," in the May Ensign, 1997, page 6. Three members of the 70 serve as an area presidency in each of the church's 29 area headquarters located throughout the world. In the past, this assignment placed a heavy responsibility on members of the first and second quorums of the 70 and their wives, who often lived away from their families for many years. Now an increasing number of Area Authority 70s are serving as members of area presidencies in the areas where they live. Many area presidencies have included Area Authority 70s since 1997. But in 2001, the role of Area Authority 70s in area presidencies was expanded. Two of the church's area presidencies are now made up entirely of Area Authority 70s. The Central America area, for example, is now presided over by three native residents of Guatemala. These men, Elder Enrique R. Falabella, Elder Julio E. Alvarado, and Elder E. Israel Perez, preside over an area that includes Guatemala, El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Belize, and consists of 403,000 members, 78 stakes, and 10 missions. The newly established Idaho area is presided over by three Area Authority 70s who live in Idaho, Elder C. Scott Groh, Elder D. Rex Garrett, and Elder Ronald L. Loveland. These brethren preside over an area in southern Idaho consisting of almost 317,000 members, 96 stakes, and two missions. The first 70s called in 1835 were men who had proven their faithfulness and loyalty to the church during the March of Zion's Camp. Today we see a similar pattern. Area Authority 70s are men of great spiritual capacity. They are responsible and obedient. Many are former stake or mission presidents. They are exemplary husbands and fathers. They are teachers of the gospel. When they are released as Area Authority 70s, they return to serve in the wards and stakes or branches and districts in which they live. They continue to contribute to the Lord's kingdom through whatever callings and assignments they receive. Continuing revelation for a growing church. And what of the future? The church will continue to grow. Today, we exceed 11 million members. Some, not of our faith, project that our membership will exceed 200 million by the end of this century. The number of quorums of the 70 and members of the 70 can grow and multiply to meet the needs of the church. President John Taylor, 1808 through 1887, received the following revelation on April 14, 1883. When he inquired regarding the Lord's will concerning the organization of the 70s. Thus saith the Lord unto the first presidency, unto the 12, unto the 70s, and unto all my holy priesthood, let not your hearts be troubled, neither be ye concerned about the management and organization of my church and priesthood, and the accomplishment of my work. Fear me and observe my laws, and I will reveal unto you from time to time, through the channels that I have appointed, everything that shall be necessary for the future development and perfection of my church, for the adjustment and rolling forth of my kingdom, and for the building up and the establishment of my Zion. For ye are my priesthood, and I am your God. Even so, amen. In James R. Clark, Compiler, Messages of the First Presidency of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, 6 volumes, 1965 through 1975, Volume 2, page 354. We are blessed in this day to have continual revelation from the Lord on the organization of the 70, the calling of Area Authority 70s, and the expansion of the quorums of the 70 to 5, and the number of quorums will likely continue to expand, are evidences of continuing revelation in the church. With no basic organizational change, just the calling of additional Area Authority 70s as needed, the church can accommodate future growth. Through continuing revelation to his prophets, the Lord provides the perfect organization needed to accomplish his purposes. The church is safely under the leadership of the first presidency and the quorum of the 12 apostles, the 15 men we sustain as prophets, seers, and revelators. I have both observed and participated in the growth and development of the leadership of the church during the past 35 years. I served as a regional representative. I was in the presidency of the 70 in 1995, when the area authorities were called. I witnessed the memorable occasion in 1997 when the area authorities were informed by the First Presidency that they would be ordained 70s and assigned to one of the three newly established quorums of the 70. I testify that revelation was experienced at that time, and I have watched as a great sense of brotherhood has developed among the quorums of the 70. Those who are called as Area Authority 70s and who serve in the 3rd, 4th, and 5th quorums of the 70 are men who share the burden and responsibility to bear a sure witness of Jesus Christ in all the world. In very deed, they are helping fulfill the Lord's charge to the original 70, to bear record of my name in all the world, wherever mine apostles shall send them to prepare a way before my face. Doctrine and Covenants, section 124, verse 139. Sidebar. The prophetic calling of Area Authority 70s. We have two quorums of 70 who serve as general authorities with jurisdiction across the church. We also have a faithful cadre of brethren serving as area authorities. These have been called wherever the church is organized. They are faithful and devoted men. They are men who love the church and who have served in many capacities. As we have traveled at home and abroad, we have worked with many of them and have been deeply impressed with their remarkable capacity. We have determined to present to the conference the names of these area authorities to be ordained 70s. They will then have a quorum relationship presided over by the presidents of the 70. They will be known as Area Authority 70s to serve for a period of years in a voluntary capacity in the area in which they reside. They are called by the First Presidency and will work under the general direction of the Quorum of the 12, the presidents of the 70, and the area presidencies in that part of the world in which they live. Consistent with their ordination as 70s, they become officers of the church with a specific and definite tie to a quorum. While there will be only limited opportunities for them to come together in quorum meetings, the presidents of the 70 will communicate with them, will instruct them, receive reports, and do other things of that kind. They will now have a sense of belonging that they have not experienced up to this time. We welcome most warmly these brethren into quorum membership and activity. They have our confidence, our love, and our esteem. With these respective quorums in place, we have established a pattern under which the church may grow to any size with an organization of area presidencies and area authority 70s chosen and working across the world according to need. Now the Lord is watching over His kingdom. He is inspiring its leadership to care for its ever-growing membership. President Gordon B. Hinckley, may we be faithful and true in the May Ensign, 1997, pages 5 and 6. End of sidebar. Sidebar. Church growth, beginning at 1830 through the year 2000. 1835, initial calling of the 70, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 107. 1967, regional representatives of the 12 called, the church population then approximately 2.5 million. 1975 and 1976, first quorum of the 70 reconstituted, church membership approximately 3.75 million. 1989, second quorum of the 70 organized, church population then approximately 7.25 million. 1995, area authorities called, church membership 9.33 million. 1997, area authority 70s called, and 3rd, 4th, and 5th quorums of the 70 organized, church population just over 10 million. By the end of 2000, church membership was 12 million members. The 3rd quorum of 70, serving Europe, Africa, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, and the Pacific. The 4th quorum of 70, serving Mexico, Central America, and South America. The 5th quorum of the 70, covering the United States and Canada. End of sidebar. End of article, Area Authority 70s. by Elder Earl C. Tingey of the Presidency of the 70.